You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Game of Thrones After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Game of Thrones After Show.
War! War! It's here, guys. The war has come to Game of Thrones for episode 9. But before we begin, let me just say we have a very special guest joining us tonight. A man who needs no introduction, so I'm not even going to introduce him. But you may know him from Film Threat or G4's Attack with the Shrow, Chris Gore.
That's correct. Thanks for having me.
No,
this
thank
is
you
exciting.
For coming.
Yeah, no.
You've come on the best episode of
oh
the
my
season.
God. The best episode. And first of all, there weren't as many orgies as I would have expected. Not as much sex, but a lot of war.
I know. Where were the blood orgies of doing during the war and just start breaking out, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Where was that?
I actually made a tally of how many times they said F-U-C-K. So there
really?
Was lots of effing going on.
Yeah, let's hear that.
I stopped at 12.
Oh, so you only, why did you stop? I want to hear the full tally.
Because I got like drawn into it. I couldn't continue.
Okay, so let me continue the introductions. Joining us, as always, the lovely Kristen Snyder.
What's up, guys? What's up, Watchtower Base?
Bethany Jaber.
Nice. Hi there.
And I am Dave Klein. And we also have another special guest, John Barrado, a cartoonist.
What's up?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I believe has been joining Chris Gore on the rounds of pod crashing. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been sharpening all day.
And drawing all day long at Knoxbury Farm. Right?
Eating and drawing and trying not to get sick on the rides.
Eating and drawing and trying not to get sick. And in the booth today, I believe we have Ronnie Jr.
What's up, Ronnie?
What's up, you guys? What's up, Shadow Babies? How's everyone doing?
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
We have
going
a
on?
New song today. Just you wait, Ronnie.
Really? Yes, we
I just
have a new
really,
song.
I look forward to you guys' singing. I mean, it's just so much fun.
Oh, Bethany, you'll get some
Bethany's
singing.
Bethany's dancing. Sorry.
No,
I digress.
Okay.
Back to Game of Thrones.
Okay, yeah, so Bing is for doing it. We're doing the Game of Thrones after show. So let us get started with war. We start off with the Baratheons, with Stannis looking out as he's sailing to attack the Mudgate. This is our introductory shot. What did you guys think?
When are they all going to fight? And what's the strategy? And yeah, I also thought of like, the, you know, like if you ever played any board games that have war elements to them.
Risk.
I thought, how exactly? How would I play it? Stratego wise. If this were Stratego, what am I going to do? Battleship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of tanked. But, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah. So it was a total surprise. I love that. Like I didn't expect, you know, what happened to happen. Fire. Fire.
I really feel like I could take a city now. I mean, that entire episode.
You're empowered by this. I love it.
I was. I was taking notes. I'm like, first of all, you stand on your ship. You assess it. You gather your men. You watch out for the tricks.
Make sure you have your dragonfire because you're really nothing without that.
Wildfire.
I just want to call it dragonfire for some reason.
That'll be coming, right? In future episodes as
wildfire.
We're teased.
Wildfire. Sorry, guys.
And say fuck a lot. I think that's pretty much like, how many speeches? Your tally of fuck was what, 12?
12. And then I stopped.
You stopped coming.
That was
over.
About 10 minutes
and then
into the show.
Like occasionally flash someone. It's like it's that. I feel like that's the combination. Like sword, blood, flash somebody, some fire, and like that wraps up the episode.
Yes,
I've got three on my boob checklist. That's pretty much three checks on boob.
He does. He made
I
a
do
boob
three
checklist.
Actual like, and butt. I started. I had to start a butt one because
so that's six boobs. Right?
But right, yeah.
I think if it would, there was going to be a 30-second version of this, that's what it would be.
Yeah.
I think Tyrion's speech at the end, his final note was "Let's go fuck them in the ass." I think that's that's the morale
Someone
speech.
Someone start a tally
of the day.
For this show.
I give that speech on Fridays. That's pretty much like my Friday. Just a Friday speech.
Do it, guys.
Not to do with war.
Not a Monday speech? I thought it'd be a Monday speech.
Not a Monday speech. But yeah, but it was great. It was sort of like an abbreviated. It was like, you know what? I don't have time to give that big Braveheart speech. I'm going to do the tweet version of that speech. So it worked.
I'm going to be watching out for it now. So yeah. That'll rally me for my weekend, I'm yes. sure. Yeah.
It was by far the least complicated episode of these two seasons together.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. It was like, yeah, you see the players in place. We know what the stakes are. And it was, and you know, they cut out all the, sometimes I feel like the show, there are too many characters. That's my biggest complaint about Game of Thrones. Because I actually feel sorry for the people who read the books because they know what happens. I'm being surprised every week. Yeah. I love it. So, but I do feel that one of the weaknesses is too many characters. I'm like, yeah, Weasley guy, that guy, fat guy with the, he's always, but he's funny and I like him and it's very cold out. But where, I feel like with this.
Varys. I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Varys.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. And then, but Joffrey, like, I can't freaking stand him.
Yeah.
I want to see him go down.
See, I love Joffrey. He provides all the entertainment.
Well, that's true. He's a great foil. He's a great
person.
Kristen
just loved that episode where he was killing and raping girls weirdly.
I like the episode when he got poop in the face. That was great.
That was great.
It was great. It makes me want to keep poop in the car just for that.
The girls,
if I see someone who deserves
it. See him on the street.
The girls decided to reenact that on me on the show. That was a lot of fun.
The poop in the face.
You missed
that episode.
I do want to be clear, though. I'm not in a fecal play. In my real life.
Okay.
I'm into a lot of weird stuff, not that. But
are you sure? When I was looking for your Twitter, Chris, I found Sex Addict Gore was one of the first things that came up.
Right.
Just so you know.
Well, there's a lot of fake me accounts.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later during the interview.
Sure, sure, sure.
You're like, that was somebody else. I didn't do it.
But you didn't find Fecal Gore, did you?
I'm going to start that one now. So sure, there we go. Now there's going to be another one. Watch out.
I did just love this episode, but one thing I have to bring out is they really didn't kill anyone that I really loved. I mean, I know Tyrion got that slash across the face and we don't really know what's happening to him yet.
However, in shock. He's like, oh my God. I'm like the hottest dwarf.
I'm afraid to give stuff away. Because he only got a slash on the face.
Yeah. But I guess
you
in the show,
read the books?
Yeah.
That's what I accomplished. I'm still in the first 2011.
One. Oh my God. You must be so bored.
That's my accomplishment.
Well, here's before I started doing the podcast for this, I'd only seen the show, and I was like, I better read the books so I can talk about them and talk about the books compared to the show. And I didn't want to because I love the show so much. I didn't want to read the books to ruin the show for me. So now I can talk about the things that disappointed me in the show compared to the book.
I feel bad for you because you're disappointed. I'm excited because I don't.
We have different point of views. Like Dave's a purist, and so he gets disappointed. Whereas I don't care. I just want to see these characters interact.
You guys should so get together. I can see that happening. I can totally see that happening on the show.
Whoa.
No, but Tyrion's prostitute, she's taken on a whole new element this episode, which does not happen at all in the book. But she's interacting
I love
and
Shay.
She's had such a great arc. I had no idea this character was going to do the things that she was going to do.
So what do you think she's going to do in this episode? Because she didn't go with Sansa, and she was like, I need to say bye to someone. Clearly, that bye is probably to Tyrion, unless there's somebody else we don't know about.
I guess you didn't really have to worry about it because they ended up winning. Tywin came. He said, we won the war or we won the battle. So that was really just in case Illyn Payne came to fuck people up.
He probably
not dropping
did.
A lot of F-bombs now that Chris Gore is here.
Yeah,
so
go right ahead.
I never really swore
he brings
before.
That right in.
What are we going to say, Christine?
I think she's going to be. But Cersei has her number, so to speak. Not that they have phone numbers, but she's got her eye on her, and she realizes that she shouldn't be.
That would be bad if there were social media in the Game of Thrones universe. It would be awful if they were checking their Twitters and updating their Facebooks.
That would be
great.
If Tyrion had a Tumblr, first of all, I would follow it. And secondly, right. No, I'm just glad that
let's film that.
I can see a fake Twitter. Twitter thing happening with it, that would actually be really entertaining to
that
see.
Would be
yes,
amazing.
With like interactions of them on Twitter, that would be awesome.
Well, Tyrion is my favorite.
We'll show it.
It's pretty much everybody's favorite, right? Like yeah. We all love Tyrion.
It's even the writer's yes. favorite. The
really,
writer
it is. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's
so I believe. Speaking of that, I think George R. R. Martin helped write the screenplay for this episode. Right?
He actually wrote this entire episode.
So he wrote this entire episode. I want to mention that because you really notice because all of the interaction with Cersei, everything with Cersei in this episode was straight out of the book. Literally. Every
lying.
Single line was straight out of the
answer.
Book.
There's so many great lines. I stopped writing them down. There were just too many
Yeah,
awesome
I was trying
lines.
To write down quotes too, and it's just like, this is a good quote,
you know
this
who
good
I
quote.
Thought had the best lines, though? The Hound. I've never heard him speak so much. I think
yes.
all his lines in this episode
yes.
probably totaled the rest in all the other episodes. Mm-hmm.
Also,
yeah.
chicks
amazing.
Dig scars, so, you know, that's sort of like, it's sort of the, you know, the it's like tattoos today, that was scars back then.
Yeah.
Right?
I still Am like I, the scars. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the most interesting characters are the ones with the scars because they have the stories.
Right. Yeah.
I
need to get some scars here.
He's been waiting
scarred
for...
Scarred men.
Yeah, like it.
Scarred men apply.
All my are emotional scars. You don't see those.
I don't want to see those.
Well...
I want to see your physical scars.
Whoa.
I got maybe
a
couple.
I need
a
guy who can battle for me, you know? I live a dangerous life. I need someone to stand
dangerous
guard.
Dangerous life in the city of Los Angeles.
That. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyways, so many good lines in this episode, mm-hmm. and all of them involving fuck. I pretty much every one, like.
Did you? You should have written a list. Of
I
okay,
did.
Wait.
Yeah.
Here's one that doesn't for you. Sansa talking to Joffrey. This was a good little snub there. I will pray for your life, or she was talking to Tyrion. I will pray for your life just as I pray for the king's. And Tyrion just kind of looks off like, oh, I know what she means, because she's not praying for Joffrey at all. So I thought that was
where
a good
did
line.
He go at the end of the episode? He kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I guess
you guys have read the
books.
He went
to his chambers.
Well, yeah. Things change between the books and this, and I'm
really
I'm,
like The Walking Dead. It kind of does
yeah.
vary. In a way,
I'm going to say that I'm generally I'm okay with things. It's just a little more like there are certain things in this battle, tactically wise, that I was looking forward to that didn't happen. Like Tyrion had constructed
like what?
Tyrion had constructed a giant chain that he had raised at the back, and all the ships were going to sail out, and then the wildfire was going to attack all the ships. So then all the ships that tried to retreat would get blocked by this giant chain that he was going to raise in the lake, so they couldn't even retreat. So that was a cool tactic. Element that I thought was awesome, like, oh wow, you thought of a way to make them not be able to retreat from this wildfire, which I get money wise mm-hmm. there's no way for them to possibly do that.
Digitally you could do that, right?
Maybe
I guess
model, it might like, not be believable though.
A budget wise this seemed like one of the biggest episodes just because of all mm-hmm. the battle was
but yeah I love
immense
when the rock fell on the guy's head, every single one of us
oh,
in the room
we all
went,
gasped
oh!
like ow
I appreciate
rock.
I you know I close my eyes at all of the violence but
we're on the floor by the end of the show.
I don't like it, but I do feel I enjoy it when directors and writers are responsible about their violence. They're not like, oh, it's so fancy and beautiful, look at this violence. I feel like Game of Thrones has
so
been,
not Quentin Tarantino.
No, they've been very good about being like, yes, this is violence and it's ugly and it's gross and this is what it looks like if you want to deal with it.
This is the cost of war.
Yeah, so I appreciate, as a cartoonist, do you feel that way at all? And what is your opinion on violence?
Right. Oh, the more violence, the more you can draw, the more
the more
action.
Is your drawing of us very violent over there?
Is
Did
it a drawing or a drawing? Because
drooling. It's only because I don't have a Sharpie. It's this small pen. And I
someone get this man a Sharpie,
press.
Please.
But I did notice one thing tactically.
Technically?
Technically.
Oh, my God.
That was not really what a military a general would do. When you light the arrow, then you can see it coming.
Right.
And you could step out of the way.
Yeah, it's
it
like
looked
a,
cool.
It's like a glow stick at a rave. You can totally notice it. Like immediately. Yeah, you don't want...
That makes sense. I think
but it looked
that.
So good.
Yeah, like you said...
Visually, it was amazing.
Visually, yeah. It's very cool, and that's something mm-hmm. that was a little different from the books, too. In the books, they were already fighting with each other before all those boats came
oh,
out with
really?
The wildfire. Mm-hmm. So then it was even more... Tyrion basically sacrificed people's lives to pull off that trick so they wouldn't think it was a trick. And that was something that I noted with kind of a difference here was that Davos Seaworth, the guy who's kind of Stannis Baratheon's right-hand man, he, in the books, is really cautious about it. He's like, I think this is going to be a trap. This doesn't mm-hmm. look right. And then here in the show, not so much. He's just like, it'll be fine, whatever. And he talks about with his son, which I think we should talk about,
they
too.
They really needed their Admiral Akbar, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they just really
It's a trap!
It's a trap! It's a trap!
You got it down by now.
Yeah, exactly.
I really felt like Stannis or Davos was hesitant whenever we got that first shot in the beginning. It sounded like he was very hesitant going into all of it.
Is Stannis dead? Like, it seemed like he died.
Oh, Stannis?
Yeah,
in the
Stannis.
End, I saw people just, like, bringing him in. So I think he's going to be
you
presented.
Think
to
he's okay?
Yes.
Like,
I saw that he was okay.
It's like a quick
I'm
shot.
Not, I mean, I'll just go with that. Yeah.
I know, because, okay, you're not going to say, but, like, it, like,
he knows. Can't tell you.
There's some stuff where I'm like, I don't know. Because I feel like you need finality. If a major character is going to die,
I
want to see it on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. You know, it's got to be taken seriously.
That's a great point with Bronn and Rickon.
Yeah, that was going to bring up Kristen. Kristen hadn't read and she saw with the whole thing with Bronn, or not Bronn, with Bran and Rickon dying and supposedly being tarred, and then you find out they're safe. But that was a cliffhanger, and Kristen was like, I don't think they died because we didn't see anything.
I don't know what happens in the books. All I want Joffrey to just the worst horrible thing to happen to him at the end, because he friggin' deserves it.
Believe me, I do too.
Carry
I
on,
do
Joffrey.
Too.
Badly.
I hate Joffrey. So I want to talk about Davos's conversation with his son a little bit, where his son is talking about and keeps on correcting Davos, not the gods, it's the one god. And he believes in Stannis and the one god, which would be the god of light. And how that really is a huge thing in this book that I think will be coming in the future is this religious debate. And a lot of the reason that the people in King's Landing hate Stannis Baratheon is because he has this god of light instead of – they don't typically believe in the seven gods. So it's also a religious thing that's now coming into the show, which we didn't see in season one at all, and I think it's kind of being brought in and introduced. So I just wanted to point that out because I like that they kind of use that element to kind of show – there's going to be this debate in the future.
I thought they were actually going to use Melisandre's magic here in the war.
They talked about it in the book, and they didn't in the show.
But they left her behind.
But yeah, in the book they talked about that basically Davos and all the lords didn't want Marcella to come. Or that's not the right name.
Melisandre.
Marcella is the queen from... Okay.
See,
even you're confused.
You've so read the
names.
Books.
We pointed this out before. The person who does the Game of Thrones book on tape just won an award for most characters read ever, like character voices.
Wow. Good job.
Because there's so many characters in the book. But back to Melisandre.
That'd be cool.
She, they decided to leave her behind, and I guess this is good to know, is because none of the lords really trusted her, because a lot of them don't believe in the God of Light. A lot of them don't believe in Melisandre, and it was also that if they won this victory, they thought it would be Melisandre's victory over Stannis' victory. So Stannis wanted to make sure that people knew it was him who was winning the war, not Melisandre.
His ego is not involved at all in any of this.
But do you know what I believe in? Amazon.com. Because here's a plug. I don't know. This is sitting here in a laminate. And this would be hilarious to read. Thank you very much. Before you're going to shop online on Amazon, first go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click the Amazon banner at the top. And then shop. AfterBuzz gets a kickback of your purchase. No extra cost. It's a way to support AfterBuzz TV so we can keep doing after shows for you. Thank you. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop.
Chris.
And if you believe in the something of light.
Chris,
okay.
You've been doing this for a while. You should know that you're just making your own.
Exactly.
Your own, Chris.
I made that my own.
Oh,
I made
got
it.
Another one.
I did. That was the drunk version of that
read.
But
here's my question.
Thank you for the
Can
you beer.
Use your Amazon Prime shipping with that? Because I am like
I wonder,
an Amazon Prime.
I am such an Amazon person.
You can.
I buy cereal on Amazon.
No,
it's great.
Okay, so now go to our website,
Cinnamon Life. I love it. What?
You have to go to our website, AfterBuzzTV.com, and then click on Amazon from our website.
Right.
And then buy your cereal.
Yeah, and can I do that with my Amazon Prime account?
Yes, you can.
And then you guys get a kickback.
That's great. Amazon Prime is a little out of control.
Is it?
I get a little, like sometimes when it's late at night, I go crazy.
Buy things. I've done that.
Like a day will go by and I'll be like, what's this package here? Ooh.
Wow.
Surprise.
Well, there you go. Special surprise. It's fun. So before we move
Lannister
on.
Lannister always shops at Amazon.com.
Perfect.
There we go.
There
we go.
Some nice rough
That's where I got my son's
Before we move on.
Well,
the other thing.
David. Before you move on, I just wanted to remind everybody about the MTV gifting suite. I'm not sure if you were going to make a mention of that.
I was going to, Ronnie, but go ahead.
I just really wanted to talk to you guys. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, go ahead, Dave. Make it happen.
Oh, my God. I love this disembodied voice. It's like, it's like you're a god.
Somebody's in my head. Somebody's in my head.
But
before I talk about the MTV movie suites, let's talk about the other way that you guys can help support us, which is going to our YouTube or going to iTunes, because we release the podcast on both. Comment, rate us, even if it's negative. We don't care. We're going to read it and talk to you. And we love the feedback. Or go to AfterBuzzTV.com, join the live chat. We got people on right now. You can ask questions, talk with us.
It's
and if you have
digital version of
if
a
you have cool
hand
things
job.
To say, we'll talk about it on the show. And it's the digital version of the hand job.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Or thank you.
Yeah, or thank you.
This is
also
going to be the
tell
new plug right there.
It only takes a minute.
And it only takes a minute to do all of this. And
it's a DHJ, so to speak.
A digital hand job might take a little longer. I don't know.
That took me a while to figure out.
Okay. No, it was 0.3 seconds. I noticed. I saw. Yeah.
Now, guys, just so you got everyone knows, we're going to be at the MTV Gifting Suites for the Movie Awards next week. We're going to be there Thursday and Friday doing live shows. For Game of Thrones, we're just going to do a bonus show for you guys. So it'll just be a recap of the entire season. We'll talk about it all before the finale next week. We're going to be there at 3:45 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday. Check it out live, or you can go check it out on YouTube or iTunes later. So definitely check out all those, and every single show
will
be there.
What's at the gifting suite? Do they have, what do
celebrities.
They have?
Celebrities.
They give us gifts of space. To do the show.
It's just like various. I mean, it depends on which suite you go to. But, you know, of course, if you'd like a hair dryer or like some fancy skin moisturizers.
They give boxes of stuff to celebrities to give to their
popcorn
assistants later. as payment for them not getting cash.
But if we bring dragons, they'll have plenty of gifts for us.
Right.
Yes.
So
we
that's all we need to do.
Dragons. Mm-hmm. There will be dragons.
My Khaleesi.
There will be dragons. This should be a new show.
Did
new
you
movie.
Miss anybody this episode? Was there anything like,
I did.
I wish I
yes,
had,
the Khaleesi, the blonde chick.
Right? Is it Daenerys?
Because we've been waiting for Daenerys, I don't know what we call her anymore, for her to go through the House of the Undying, because she's supposed to go through this like
don't
crazy
ruin
house.
It! You've read the book!
No, I'm not ruining it, but everybody knows.
Yeah. All right, but I love her character, but it's like, come on, now you're like totally being kind of arrogant.
No, that's exactly what we've been talking about the past
few
episodes.
She's kind of getting snooty.
She's becoming just like her brother in the show. Mm-hmm. She's just whining too much. But I agree with what you were saying. They've just been teasing the House of the Undying for the past three episodes in the upcoming shows. And I'm just like, I want it. It's going to be so cool. So I guess that'll be good for a finale now that we had this giant war this episode. That's why they did it, I'm sure.
I was expecting from them to do the battle and cut away to her story. But they just...
That's kind of what I thought, too. Yeah. Like, you get all this clashing. And that's something that... I felt like there's a lot of I think the first 20 minutes of this episode were before the war even started. So the whole time I was like, I want the war. I want some blood and deaths.
Oh, you got it though.
But I was waiting a lot for it.
There were some moments where Cersei's exposition was dragging, because it'd be like, hiya! And then she'd be like, and then Jamie and I, I was like, okay, this is like the first couple of monologues are okay, but now it's getting like a little bit long.
I felt like it was supposed to be like juxtapositioned with the war and like her getting crazier. And how awesome would have it been if they killed the Romeo and Juliet and she just drank that poison and gave it to her son? That would have been amazing.
Or if she just had a total meltdown. Like, I would have been happy if she like really lost her, you know what, or
one
something.
Step further,
but it was like
marbles.
Yeah, she was almost at a breakdown, not quite. It was really mild mannered. I don't know. I wasn't.
But it was fun.
I feel like she's actresses have dated in a way. Kind of. That was her whole take on that character.
That's where she was going with it.
Kind of crazy actress.
She's like, this is my breakdown.
She was definitely. She was having. I liked it. I thought she was doing a great job with it.
No, she was amazing.
And every interaction with Sansa too,
that.
Which was also cool because it was straight from the book, but every interaction was just like so, like you get her backstory in this really negative way of like her trying to teach Sansa how to be a queen, but it's really her talking about her life.
And she's just accepting of how effed up everything is. How effed up the reality is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And drinking wine during the whole time, which was great.
At
that was awesome.
And forcing Sansa to drink it too.
Yes.
At first, I thought the essence of nightshade was in the wine. And she was like,
wasn't it?
No, she saved it for her kid.
You were so right. I thought they were like, with each glass, it was like glass one, glass two.
That's exactly the point.
That's what I thought at first, too. And then when she was with her kid, I was like, oh, now she's just going super psycho. I guess that's where they went with it.
It would have been awesome, though, if Sir Ilan had killed someone, some of the girls, or started killing, because if they got the messages wrong.
Yeah.
Like when Lancel or whatever came back and was like,
I agree.
Like, there should have been one step further, like a Romeo and Juliet.
Somebody could have died somewhere, right?
I wanted someone that shouldn't have died to die.
That's Tyrion's not going to be dead, right?
I don't know,
but he got sliced in the face.
Something else you guys pointed out, though, I think if they would have went to the Wall or to Daenerys, it would have taken away from battle. Because battle was the only place I wanted to be this episode.
They did a great job because they stayed focused on one storyline. Mm-hmm. The problem with the show sometimes is it's all these multiple storylines. I'm interested in most of them.
Yeah.
But it really does get a bit confusing. There's just too many characters. Staying focused on this one storyline was perfect.
No, I'm not disagreeing at all.
It's probably the best episode of the series since it's been on, period. Yeah.
I'm really glad they did it, too, because I thought it was great, because all I wanted to see was the war, so it was exciting to just be able to watch what you wanted to watch the whole time.
And it's not really over. It doesn't feel like it's over to me, right?
Oh, the battle.
No, not quite. It doesn't feel like
it. The battle was won, the war still continues.
Yeah, exactly.
In many places. I want to pull out another quote that I liked a lot, which was Lord Varys. Way back in the beginning, and this was Varys talking about the bells ringing for whores.
I totally agree with him.
And he's like, Tyrion's like, well, what about weddings? They ring for weddings. And he's like, exactly. So I thought that was great.
It was one of the most is wittiest even a word? Wittiest? Yes, I think it is. Yes. Episodes. By far.
It was definitely
in terms of the best lines, it really was the wittiest. Yeah, I think, yeah.
So good.
If it's not a word, you should, it actually is a word.
I love Tyrion's quote. Wittiest. Another quote from Tyrion I loved was Tyrion saying, if I'm a half man, what does that make all of you? For his kind of war rally to get people riled up. I think that's great.
Also, the half man chant, I'm going to do that at bars randomly in Hollywood.
Half man. And then I really
and bring
like,
a child with you.
I liked how Stannis was like, oh, they want music, they're playing bells, let's play music too then. He's like, drums, and they're
I love the drums.
Yeah. And then it was like,
drums, Ronnie. Yeah.
Here's my playlist, let's go.
Yeah,
it makes me wonder with like the American Revolutionary War and what they're doing with flutes. I'm like, because don't you always see somebody with like a flute and then drum? I'm like, how does that help the flute?
Because it has a blade in it.
I feel the power of the drums and the bells. But
go to Amazon.com and buy a flute blade. Amazon.com flute blade
or an ocarina, whatever you prefer.
Or ocarina.
Yeah,
I don't know. There must be some reason that they had the little. There has to be. Now I want to go and look that up.
Yeah, technically, you could use a flute in your spear as like an arrow. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe a flute to the head.
It's like communication for what to action to go to next.
So I'm really surprised. It looks like Sansa doesn't leave. It looks like she's still there next episode. But why wouldn't she go with the Hound north?
You know, this is another change they had. Was in the books, all the Hound says is he wants a song from Sansa, and he asks for a song, and he's kind of just really mean. He asks for a song. And then Sansa sings him a song, and he just sort of ups and leaves. So that I was kind of thinking the same thing. I'm like, he just offered to take you to Winterfell in the show. Why would you not go to Winterfell with him? What are you thinking? So
I mean, it looked like she was going to go in the end, because she's like, will you hurt me? And he's like, you got to get used to everyone's killer. Your dad's killer. I really loved that line.
Yeah, I was hoping for the song. I hope they weave it into a different point
that
of it,
be
because
awesome.
It would have... I love it. If I got to direct the episode, I would have loved to like put her song in and then back it to like the rest of the battle and like weave it in that way, because everybody's been calling her, a dove and a bird, and we've been waiting for her.
Well, she did sing that one song, but it was to the ladies in the prayer. And I really think, bringing that up, I think Cersei is actually jealous of Sansa, because Sansa took total control, exactly what Cersei should have been doing with those women. Mm-hmm. She took over, she calmed everybody down, and she's like, let's sing
a
hymn.
And then she fled.
Can I just say that juxtaposition that you just said there, it would have been so cool, because that's Return of the King, when Pip is singing at the beginning and the giant war starts, and that was such a beautiful war start, and I would have loved to have seen that. I want to pull
this
out.
This was definitely like the Two Towers of the Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, second season. It felt that way, especially because of the ladders.
Yes.
A lot of ladders.
Love ladders.
And the rocks were awesome.
Oh, the rocks. Yeah, yeah. You do not want a rock to the head.
There were a lot of heads decapitated.
Arrow to the knee, rock to the head. Sinfire says the Hound is a boss, but he did kind of puss out in this episode.
He did. He did kind of puss out.
How do you guys feel about that? I don't know. I mean, he said, F the city, F the game.
But I feel like he's kind of woken up. Like, I've just pretty much been a tool. So
he's like, this city's burning, and I'm not going to be a fool anymore. So I think it was kind of like him saying, you know what? No one's going to command me. I am.
And we've been waiting for his flaw. We've been waiting for it for a long time. Like, dude, what are you afraid
fire!
Of? Like, something. There has to be something. Alligators, sharks, fire. Perfect.
So he's afraid of fire.
Yeah.
And Sinfire thinks that Bronn is a boss because he saved the Hound and then diced up another man.
I hope Bronn. I'm not sure Bronn's coming out of this one.
I do want to say a cool thing with the Hound, too, with that whole scene was Joffrey. I liked seeing him talk with Joffrey's reaction when he's saying, like, F the king. And Joffrey's just like, what? Why would you say that about me? So that was great to see. Anytime that Joffrey gets hated on, I love.
But did you notice?
I do too. I love that too.
Joffrey,
he's so satisfying.
Oh, it is satisfying.
Joffrey did not say take his head though. If you notice, he didn't say treason, take his head.
Because nobody can.
Nobody
right.
can
for a sign.
Right.
He's going to try.
I think I love the name Joffrey, and is almost as much as I love the name gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV.
Oh,
I
mean, you know, segue.
You know, Ronnie, you keep on jumping in on these things when I'm going to get them naturally.
Oh, I did it real natural. People think it was natural the way I did that.
Let's go ahead and talk about gamefly.com.
There you go.
And
boom.
Then I guess we'll jump to a commercial and talk about our lovely guests.
When we get
so before we jump on, we should talk about Gamefly. Gamefly is awesome if you guys love games as I do. So Dragon's Dogma just came out. Diablo 3 just came out.
Isn't there a Game of Thrones game?
Yes,
and
there
Game
is.
Of Thrones game that
there
got,
is.
That
there
just
is.
Got like I think 2 out of 5 on G4.
Oh,
3 out of 5.
Yeah,
but go get it in order. But now this is your chance to try it without paying $60.
Right? See,
there you go. Mm-hmm. So go to
judge for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So go to gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV and you can get a free 15-day trial if you use our special code by going there, and that way
I'm
you can try
right
the game
now.
Chris is off. He's going
he's
to get it right
it.
Now.
To Gamefly he goes.
He's going through random beats to
I'm
do
gonna
it.
Go to Gamefly.
He's out. He's out of this podcast. He is gone. So, guys, please do check it out. Gamefly is like the Netflix for games. And, again, that's gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. Check out the Game of Thrones game, Dragon's Dogma, Diablo 3. I'm just shouting out games
Netflix
that I want
to
play.
Netflix of games. Let's go to commercial.
Let's do it. Hey, guys. What's happening? We are the America's Best Dance Crew ABDC After Show coming to you guys. We watch the show every week just like you, and we go every Friday to the set to interview and talk to the crews behind the scenes and let you know what is happening behind the scenes.
Hey everybody, we are AfterBuzz MobWise Edition, the only MobWise after show out there. I'm your host, Adrienne Vera, with my lovely co-host,
Kevin Undergaro,
Grant Rutter,
Cameron Marston.
And you guys can check us out every week. We have a lot of fun. We drink wine. We talk about the show. So check us out. We're also doing the Big Ann Show. So tune into that and Mob Wives Chicago.
Hey, guys. What's happening? We are the Game of Thrones After Buzz crew. I'm Dave Klein.
Bethany Jaber.
Kristen Elizabeth Snyder.
Simone Boyce.
And we come to you every single week live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific time for We Are Kings of the Game of Thrones After Show. And we have one thing to say. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby.
After Buzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
After Buzz.
After Buzz.
After Buzz.
No, I was listening
after
to
buzz.
Our commercial.
Woo! I'm just joining in on the barbershop
great.
Quartet. So we have a question for you right off the bat from Watchtower Base. He's wondering, what projects are you working on right now or coming up? And what do you think of the direction of cartoons now since some... I think this is also for you, John Barato. What direction do you think of cartoons now since some still draw, but others are using computers to draw?
You still have to draw the source, though, right?
I mean, got to draw. Somebody's got to use their hand to draw initially something. And then they leave, and then the computer takes over. And
you
can go to lunch for a long time, and somebody else is working the mouse. But it just makes cartoons look better, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, like Metalocalypse, they do in Flash, which is awesome.
I mean, I think almost every show uses it now. I think Avatar uses computers now. Probably
Avatar uses computers now. That was when they did it with marionettes. I mean, back in the 1950s version of Avatar.
I'm talking about
The Last Airbender. That's right. Okay. Oh,
Last Airbender there.
Look at you. That's all great. Old school. I love.
Is that old school? I don't know. That was like 5 years ago. We're very old school here.
5 years ago is old school now. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to the question where they were asking what you're working on right now.
I'm working on. I do a show called Pod Crash on iTunes, which is it's my podcast, and it's the premise is I'm too lazy to do a podcast. So I just go on other people's podcasts.
Are you pod crashing us?
I'm pod crashing you. So then I'm going to take clips from this show and I'm going to put it on my show. So it's a way to make people aware of podcasts out there.
Oh, okay.
And it's also an opportunity for me to discuss something other than like movies or DVDs, which is what people would expect me to talk about.
Yeah.
But pretty much like my show is like, I always say it's like GSFW, like geeky, sexy, funny, weird. Like those are the topics that I discuss on Pod Crash. And I just did my very first live Pod Crash in front of like 300 people at the Phoenix Comic Con, which was awesome. Thank you for the applause, which turned out great. So I'll be doing more of those. And like the AfterBuzz shows are like all the kind of shows that I love because I do these shows, the AfterBuzz shows, I do these shows on my own alone at home as I yell at the TV. Like Mad Men. I'm looking at all the shows and I'm like, I watch all these shows. I'm already doing these podcasts, except I'm not recording it.
So all you have to do is record yourself while you watch.
Right. When you invited me to be on the show, Kristen, like, I was so excited to do it. Like, like heck yeah, because I kind of am already doing it alone. So
wait, so maybe you can come back for a couple of our other shows.
Sure, I will. But so that, and then I'm doing Pod Crash, and I'm doing some other animated shows. So it's maybe that person knows kind of what I'm up to.
Nice.
But yeah.
Cool. Okay, so I've got a question I want to ask you before, which is Bat Chris Gore, Fuzzy Chris Gore, Zombie Chris Gore, Douche Chris Gore, Evil Chris Gore, Sex Addict Gore. You have a lot of fake Twitter handles.
Some of those are mine.
I think Bat Chris Gore is yours, I'm assuming.
Bat Chris Gore is definitely mine. Yeah. Zombie Chris Gore is mine. The other ones are not.
I would say those were the ones that had 10,000 followers. So I was like, okay, that's probably actually Chris Gore.
But then I have another one. I'm also Hans Zarkoff on Twitter.
Hans Zarkoff.
Is that from,
explain that
and,
one. And I think that's
Edgar
really,
Wright. Edgar
totally
Wright
appropriate.
But Edgar Wright actually follows this account. And what it is it's Hans Zarkoff from the old Flash Gordon movie from the 80s.
Awesome.
And what it is every time there's a natural disaster in the United States, I always tweet, "It's an attack. I've been right all these years. It's Ming from Mongo." So,
that's funny.
Yeah, among other Twitter accounts I have just for my own entertainment, like Pocket Beer. I'm also at Pocket Beer.
When can we get some pocket beer?
There's also a Facebook group. It's hands-free drinking.
I feel like pocket beer involves duct tape.
I actually learned an awesome tip from you about pocket beer, how to get into parties.
Yes, I do that all the time. Like, I will, I'm sort of the king of crashing parties, and what I'll do is especially like at Sundance, I would go there and I'd be like, I would go up to a party I know I was not on the list, I was not going to get in. And I would bring one of those little like pint glasses of beer, I'd put like maybe apple juice in the bottom, like maybe a third full. And I'd say, "Hey man, is it cool if I take this outside?" And the bouncer would say, "No, get back in the party."
And
so it works every time. It's because the only thing a bouncer can get fired for is someone taking alcohol outside. And I figured that out. I'm like, I am going to so use that.
That's
so I would just
genius.
That's it. I'm trying to set Dre's tomorrow or tonight.
It works so well. So,
what?
Okay, one last question for you. Dragon Claw wants to know, will you be doing a podcast with Kevin Pereira and or Adam Sessler?
I think we're going to do a show called Attack of the Hosts, which will be all the white guys that have been fired from G4, which will be pretty much all of them very soon.
Oh, okay.
What? It says like 3 down, 2 to go, and I'm one of the two.
Okay,
let's get to...
Well, you think I'm joking, but whatever. Wait a couple weeks.
You'll always be welcome here, Chris.
Well, thank you. I need a job. Go on.
Okay, so let's get to all
I just
want to
thank a few people right before we do predictions. On YouTube, LandBats26, Kyle Foster, Star Wars Sexpert.
Star Wars Expert, okay. I think.
No, it's Star Wars Expert.
I read Sexpert.
This is where you're
78 Sinfire.
It just changes everything.
Alnak 15, Remus 0387. These sound like George Lucas early short films. Gilad Wino, Kahil 22, Sunday 20, DJ Lex. These are all definitely like, these are fighter pilots that died before the attack on the Death Star. AA 5 DMC.
And can I just say something? Kyle Foster said, Kristen Snyder, will you marry me? I promise to give you many back rubs, take you shopping for lots of dresses, shoes and purses, and even contact Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, for a one steamy night affair if you marry me.
I feel like that's a good deal.
Contact Kit and then let me know.
I got a better thing.
I have a couple questions. Do you have health insurance?
Right. But I would say,
what's like your mileage flight plan? Like, do you have lots of miles so you guys can fly lots of
places?
I want
to travel.
Right. But I think my advice to him is, first of all, that's pretty sad, dude. First of all, the thing that will intrigue her is to ignore her. I think it's the number one thing
I
that women.
If
this
she's
is true,
19.
She's what?
I said if she's 19.
If I'm 19, ignore me.
This is really? From her. This coming straight from like Sex Addict Gore.
Okay, yeah, Sex Addict Gore. Let's go.
Sex Addict Gore.
If you're flowers, poetry,
yes,
dates, travel. Let's just be sporadic.
That sounds like too much effort.
It is.
So like,
that's why I'm single.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you're not single. You're relationship free.
Okay, so
that's it's like fat free or sugar free. It's a good thing.
Gilad Wino and Ravenclaw 160 are foreign listeners. Thank you guys for listening. Jolly Man Big Boy, first time viewer, thank you for listening as well. And Jay Holly sent us an email. We really appreciate it. Sorry we don't really have time to answer the questions today, but maybe next week.
What? Yes. Let's answer them. Come on, it's the internet. We can take as much time. Oh, well, crap, the Mad Men show's coming.
We got Mad Men coming up. Yeah. So let's get to some.
Did you want Kyle Foster did have a song.
We do have a song from Kyle Foster's song submission. We said we would do it. This is more like a rap, so I guess I will do a rap
okay,
style.
Okay, I'm going to leave it to you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, here we go. What's up the wall? What's up the wall? Corn, Halfhand, and John are due for a fall. Where is Ghost? Is he hunting things big and tall? What we know for sure is Samwell Tarly is not small. When Tyrion slaps, Joffrey is the best of all. Wicca, wicca, horn of Jormund Blaskull. Word.
That was awesome.
I'm like the white Eminem, because M&M's are already white, even whiter.
Whiter
than Eminem.
I thank you, Kyle Foster.
You get an A for effort on just going for that one. That was not easy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle, for the submission, though.
Is that why
he's
the white guys are no
words.
Longer at G4?
Right. Right.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let's get to some predictions, then, of what's going to be happening next week.
I saw Daenerys finally gets to go see her dragons, and she's going to go in Harrenhal.
Yes.
The House of the Undying.
The House of the Undying.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just ready for that. I'm just ready for to see her in
all
the House
I
of the Undying.
All I saw her doing was opening the door, though, so who knows if she'll get in next episode. I feel like we've been waiting forever.
They're going to even save it for season 3.
Probably.
Okay, so then we also got some Theon Greyjoy coming up. We're going to see more going on with what the hell is he doing in Winterfell. Is he in trouble? We don't know. And then we're going to see Jon Snow and Corran Halfhand are stuck with rattle shirts. Could that be trouble?
And it doesn't look like Brienne's serving the Starks anymore. That's what she said.
I'm curious.
I think
about
she's
that.
Serving her own.
Well, she's serving Catelyn,
she
I think, not necessarily
right.
the Starks.
Can we see her drawing before we go out? He's
yes,
been sketching all
yes,
night.
I'm running drawing. Out of ink.
Okay.
This is but just my impression of the. Like, of the show tonight, and I'm gonna hand
all right,
it over.
Here. Let me try and get that on camera here for everybody.
That is exactly what I saw happening tonight.
It matches my prediction for every episode of Game of Thrones.
Tyrion's big play of the game.
Wait,
there we go. That was Tyrion's big play of the game.
There
he
we go, right there, right
the
on
the
camera.
It's blood, boobs, burning.
Arrows.
And hair.
I love it.
A lot of hair and
there's a lot of hair.
Slicing.
And for those who don't know, John is actually a first-time watcher of the show, so
yes.
This is John's first impression of the show, is boobs, wine, and legs being chopped
wine.
Off by
that's close.
Half men. Yeah, this
it's
is
close.
This
I
right
really
there.
Like that.
It's death, tits, and someone will
that's,
say fuck.
That is all
that's the show. That's Game of Thrones.
And then it's over.
That
it's
is
in the show
know.
Bible, I think.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us, and thank you, Chris Gore.
Thank you for having me.
And also for the great cartoons.
Thank
amazing.
You.
Mm-hmm. Come back and see us soon, guys.
Yes, guys, thank you so much.
And we always dance out.
So, guys, again, I'm Dave Klein. You can follow me on Twitter @TheDaveKlein. That's KLEIN, or my website, djk-online.com.
Or sex addict Dave Klein.
Or sex addict Dave Klein.
Someone start that Twitter account. I'll retweet it.
I'm Bethany Jaber. You can find me at Bethany with an IE or Literary Girls Gone Wild podcast or literarygirls.tumblr.com.
I'm
Literary
Kristen
Girls
Snyder.
Gone Wild. That's so hot.
You can Google or Bing Cinematic Escape. That's my blog. And I'm also Cinematic Escape on Twitter.
And soon
you?
We will all have a sex addict version of ourselves.
Yes. And I'm at that Chris Gore. That's all you need to know.
Awesome. Where can we find you?
On this couch.
Or in the men's room.
Right.
And Ronnie Jr. in the booth.
Yes, thank you.
What's up, guys? You can find me at Ronnie Jr. Media. Great Game of Thrones show, as always. You guys did good.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Week, guys. Actually, Thursday. MTV
yeah, Thursday for
MTV.
A recap. Full recap.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.